Let's begin. Okay, Tfilah beBeis HaKnesses Korav Ayrocha. The Gemara has a story where a woman came to. Hey, the Gemara brings down the sugya. I caught up yesterday in the daf. I got up to this part. The sugya in Da'ihi Almana Da'havi Be'Kenishta B'Shvivut say there was a woman, there was an Almana that was that. A woman who lived in a community in which there was a Beis HaKnesses. Kol Yomahava Asya Matzla Be'Midrasha D'Rabbi Yochanan. Every single day, this woman would arrive in the Beis HaKnesses, Rabbi Yochanan, Omar La. He said to her, Biti, Loi Beis HaKnesses Bishvivuseich. Rabbi Yochanan said to this Almana, Why are you coming to this shul? You got into a fight with the rabbi of the local shul?
The shul you don't go to.
Oh, Amar Lei, Rebbe, Loi Schar Pesiyos Yeshli, I want the reward for my footsteps. Now what exactly was that? That basically means that a person should travel to a distant shul in order to receive reward for walking. Let's see. B'shut evin shesiyah hevi sheyesh makshim adua shivchu es halmona shaholcho lebeis hamedrash v'lo yispal lebeis haknezah shesomach lebeis v'haloi ein ma'virin al ha-mitzvahs. How do we reconcile these two mamari chazal? There's something called schar pesiyos. A person should walk a great distance, but there's also a principle of ein ma'virin al ha-mitzvahs. She went to a base medrash. So he's eating a chiddush into the Gemara, which does not say. It says that Rabbi Yochanan's makom was a base hamedrash, and a base hamedrash has more kedusha than a base hakneses, and that's not so simple at all. Because the Beis HaKnesses, there are things that you cannot do in the Beis HaKnesses which you can do. Let's see. Ach, the even to see a higshal am halzesh. Rabbi Yochanan said that shekedusha is exactly the kasha. Shekedusha, Beis HaKnesses, he is seral shal Beis HaMedrash. How can he give this answer that it's not being mavrel mitzvahs because she's going to a mokmo greater kedusha? It's not so. There's greater kedusha in the Beis HaKnesses than the Beis HaMedrash. We, in fact, today don't very rare. We don't have anymore. It's very hard to find today a true base HaKnesses.
Yeah, the Divina Kehillah, yeah.
The way we live today in the modern world is, it's either a base, either every shul is considered a base HaMedrash because of the Gif Shiurim. Every shul, there are Shiurim given in the shul, and there's learning in the shul. That's the way the neutrals are made today. Or, L'chatchila, it's given, built out Tanai. It's built out Tanai that you can use the shul basically as a community center. Tanai, and that's why we can eat in the shul. So it's very hard to find a place that really has kedusha space hakneses. Lindau's the base hamedrash. What? No, they have shiur there, but it's even less than the base medrash. A shtibel. It's you can read the news.
They have shalosh shulas there.
So you can read the newspaper. It's a shtibel has even less kedusha. You make the shul into, that's why, what does a shtibel mean? Shtibel means a room. So it means it's not, it doesn't even have kedusha space hamedrash. So you can talk. And you can say Lashon Hara. Yeah. So what is that condition? What does that have?
We now have the head.
No, not the course. It's the house. That's only used for the house.
Based on, so it could very well be. It could be the Svar that are more into these things. It could very well be.
You can sleep.
It has this great sank. Let's see. So therefore, Hashem Baal the Ode Sheyesh Shoyvim Sha'at the Mokam Hahidur Bevikiyim Mitzvos Boifin Mechudor Yoyser Amush Ein Mavin Al Mitzvos. Just the opposite. Furthermore, that in the place of hidur v'kiyam mitzvah ba'ofen mehudu yoytzer amu she'im avin ala mitzvah sayin shamashich b'zeh. So he says that he just says, how do you, he basically says, I, this answer is a very difficult answer. That why do you say ein ma'avin, that the reason why there's no ma'avin ala mitzvahs let's just leave it with that. He doesn't like the answer suggesting that he went to a Beis Medrash over a Beis HaKnesses. That would not necessarily be enough. And furthermore, the Beis HaKnesses indeed has more Kedusha. Uveshul v'shem Mordechai kosav shebe mitzvah achas kol shoyse yisab mordek yisoyed. Shebe mitzvah achas kol shoyse achar kach oyse mitzvah atzma biyose hidu ein bal mishum ein ma'avrin ala mitzvah. So this is a tremendous question. You're going to do exactly the principle of ein ma'avrin ala mitzvah is going when you're going to a different mitzvah. I have an opportunity in this space, this location, to do mitzvah A. But I am choosing to bypass mitzvah A in order to do mitzvah B. That is a violation of Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvahs. But when I'm bypassing this mitzvah A to do mitzvah A in a different location, in the way, in the place of my choosing, that is not a violation of Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvahs. Ulchein, therefore, the Beis HaKnesses, Kishoholech, when you're going to a place of some great distance, there is tircha. Ulufum tzar agra. Chashiva tfei vikas harpsiyos ve'im b'mishum ayun al mitzvahs techad mitzvi, because it's all the same mitzvah of going to the daven Beis HaKnesses. And in fact, I'm enhancing my mitzvah, getting the harpsiyos l'spal b'Beis HaKnesses ze oy ze. V'inei, b'mogin Avraham kosav shim yesh beiz shim yesh beiz Beis HaKnesses Bati Knesios beir and beir mitzvah lil harachoyka the scharpesios yesh. The Magen Avraham indeed paskins that as a mitzvah to go to the Beis HaKnesses, that's the distance. The Agoyin of David
Pardo,
but sefer debei Rav kosav shloim nemu devarim elu elu biyadam ragil a regular person. Now, Talmud Chacham shashaked al dlosas teroisenu hakadosha. Nachon Yosef sheispal Beis HaKnesses akav elav kadosh lo yispatel milimudo. If it's going to lead to bittel Torah, then it's kedai to be mevatir on the scharp sios. She says Yosef choshev lein oruch legabe scharp sios. Talmud Torah is great. If Talmud Torah can kulam. V'chein hiskim lhalacha goyin v'chayim plagi b'shut leiv chayim v'ayin. He differentiates from davening, you should walk a great distance, learning, you should go to the close location. Okay, this whole concept of walking is very difficult to understand. This concept is a very difficult concept to grasp. If you send a messenger to go somewhere and he walks around the block 10 times, does that entitle him to come back to the Mishalich and say, I want $10 more? Because I walked around the block 20 times. I once saw online how the UPS, they have the most sophisticated algorithms, GPS systems, where they punch into the computer all of the deliveries. They punch in, they have technology where they give a driver. You have 50 packages to deliver, and it's all on the computer, and the computer routes the entire, figures out exactly what?
The shortest distance.
It figures out.
You can't make a left turn.
That's still part of the shortest distance.
It's all built into the algorithm. And what was the biggest model when they first came out? They save gas.
A lot of gas.
The amount of gas they save is murder the oil. And that saving is passed on to the customer. It's incredible chokhmah. So you're going to say, so what's the scharp seas all about? Al kain therefore. Perish the hach uvda the alma. So therefore, because of this, he has a whole new approach to the sugya. The hach uvda the almana mari shespala mikvar bebeis haknes rechayko v'kova shamokam lutila v'shavachakach nivne beis haknes shamok lebeis. Okay, so here is the sugya, and this becomes very relevant in today's day and age, because in today's day and age, every day a new shul opens up. There are more shuls than there are blocks. Someone told me that in Queens there are 42 streets, there are 40 blocks in the entire Queens. Someone told me you calculate. So, whatever, the certain area in Queens there are 40 blocks, and in the directory there are 42 shuls. So that means that in this neighborhood, okay, I don't know where the neighborhood to make you go, whatever the neighborhood is, he counted, there are 40 blocks from beginning to end, 42 shuls in the directory. That means there's more than one shul per block. That's what it says. So here's the situation. This is a very Nogelacha. You become a member. When you move into the community 30 years ago, there's only one shul. Rabbi Wilner, he was the first from Shomer Shabbos on East 19th Street. Rabbi Dr. Wilner. He was on 90th and our block between the avenues I and J. Rabbi Wilner was the first Shomer Shabbos. Now the entire block, maybe one or two people are not Shomer Shabbos. They're Jewish. They're not Shomer Shabbos. The entire block from beginning to end is Shomer Shabbos. Rabbi Wilner was the first. He told me, right? He told us to me. You were the first person to move into 19 between J and I. The Al-Kain. So here you have a mice. A person moves into a neighborhood, and the neighborhood, and then he goes and becomes a member of the shul. It's a mile away. That's the only game in town. That's the only game in town. And you remember, and you become loyal to the rabbi, and you pay membership dues, and you do mechiras chametz, and you pay homage to the rabbi and the shul. And now someone builds a very convenient shtibel on the corner of the block. So now the Yetzer Hara, with cholent, young, dynamic rabbi, and it's good food, and it's a beautiful shul, and they give you cover, they give you shlishi, they'll do anything to get you to come to shul. So what do you do now? Got a dilemma. I want to go to the local shul, but you know I have to be loyal. You know there's a degree of loyalty in this world. So what do you do? It's like a story, famous story, where a balabas doesn't come to shul for a couple of weeks. The rabbi calls him up and says to him, "Where have you been? I haven't seen you in weeks." So he says to the rabbi, "Don't you know I had a heart attack? I had a heart attack. I was in the hospital. This, that, almost died. This, that." So the rabbi says, "Baruch Hashem, I thought you went to the competition. You stopped dying. Baruch Hashem, you had a heart attack. It wasn't because you quit on me." Okay, so here is the story. The Alkein perished the hach of the Almona Marish Espala Mikvar Bebeis Hakneses Rechoik of the Kova Shamokam Letfil of the Shuvakakach Nivne Beis Hakneses Samach Lebeis a common situation. Behold, Zeh. Look at this matzah, the unbelievable pshat in the Gemara. Who would ever imagine? You could write the Gemara in the 21st century. Uvechol ze him shichol lehispalel b'mei b'beis ha-medrash Rabbi Yochanan ha-rachoyka m'meno v'k'amad b'chai gavne in such a matzah where you show loyalty. Can you imagine? This is something which doesn't exist today. Loyalty. To show loyalty to your old rabbi, and you walk the great distance, because that's where I started out when I first came into this community. We were the only game in town, and you provided for me a service, and therefore I had an obligation to be loyal to you. And even though things have changed, you get reward. Yesh sochar schar pesios lespal b'rechayka shakava shamakam utvilasa v'lo lespal b'akroivo l'kvoya shamakam b'mayayom l'makam tvilasa. Unbelievable shan the Gemara. It's nogeh halacha l'maisa maisin b'chol yoyim b'chol eis v'chol shah in the world that we live in today. L'cha'ein zeh ayin shom b'shut maharshag shemispaleh, he's in wonder. Dilma yeschar b'siyos d'lama. Same question. The same question. This thing is making noises here. The inyan of the tirch of going to Beis HaKnesses, this is not shach l'kim mitzvah klal, kevin shagam v'lo yoyis ha-tirch ha-yochel l'kam mitzvah, l'chein nira de'bahach al-mona sh'holcha l'b'aspal b'Beis HaMedrash d'Rabbi Yochanan, osa b'zeh mitzvah min ha-mufchar, oy mishum shoy mokam torish Rabbi Yochanan, there was mokam tor v'hoya mokam m'kudosh yoyisher m'sugol sh'deskabel shom ha-tfilo, o'hoya shom b'roiv am yoyiser. Okay, he's giving many answers. None of the answers come to the answer we've given before. Okay, he's asking the same exact question. And he's saying either it was because it was a makam of more kedusha, it was Baravam, or it was a mufchar because she was more kamash, espalashom yoyser kesher, the yeri shema, they didn't talk during davening. Talmidei Rabbi Yochanan, uvzeshi loy choshel letir chosa, kedei lekayim mitzvah min ha-mufchar, v'chol gagav neshach schar psiyo his period. Aval, kesheein shumayla v'yisrael l'makam arachok, al-makam akabar, if the shul that's at a great distance has no advantage. It's the same people. It's the same type of shul. There's no greater advantage. Then it's illogical why going to a shul that's far away should bring you more reward. Okay, so yeah, we'll be the basic answers. the people there are better, higher caliber people. They daven slow, no talking. Talmidei Chachamim, Makom Torah. Okay, we understand. Otherwise, it doesn't. It's illogical. And the other, only other answer is this beautiful answer is because that's where you started out, and you have to pledge your loyalty. This is a beautiful midah in Yadus. Vinei b'stei chemet kosav dahachta mitzvah berchayka mishum schar psius mar be'enoi oiver derech pesach neses akroiva. So he says a new chiddush. Einochanam, he disagrees with the entire premise. And if when you're going to the pesach neses at the greater distance, you're going to pass in front of the Beis HaKnesses of the shorter distance, then you don't get Schar Psiyos. It has to be where the route you take to the Beis HaKnesses that's at a distance does not involve passing at a local Beis HaKnesses.
The shorulas, you
have to pass four shorulas. Four shorulas. The Beis HaKnesses, I think I ran out of sheets. I'm sorry. I'm almost finished anyway. We're almost finished this section. I'm sorry, we're on sheets. Okay, v'hach. Okay, the avadei da'omid b'makim kar b'mishud e'inu abinu son. Okay, one more. Ki d'hach ha-mitzvah, this mitzvah, b'rechoy g'mishum shchar p'siyas ma'ar b'sh'ein d'oiver derech b'es ha-knes ha-rkoyim v'ad v'ahay da'omid b'makim kar b'mishum e'in ma'avir ma'ala mitzvah is ma'ari b'oiver derech ha-kar v'ayin sham. So he gives exactly this answer, this exactly this point we made in the very beginning. He indeed holds that if you go to do mitzvah A, and it's the same exact mitzvah, but you're passing over the location of where you can do the mitzvah, indeed this involves the transgression of Ein Ma'avirin al HaMitzvahs. Uveshub is alachochma herich b'chol zeh v'kosav mutal avar al mitzvah im al-yidei kein mitchayim ha'achakach b'hidu yoyis. Okay, the same answer we gave before. V'chein mutal avar al b'es ha'knes ha'korov. He disagrees with what it says in the Stechaned. Im atil b'es ha'knes ha'roch ha'chaviv olov itzmur choviv. That's where I feel comfortable davening. It's my chevra. The yoyis alufi ruchoy oyish b'es ha'knes ha'roch ha'chaviv the local Beis HaKnesses, they're always fighting. Out of the Beis HaKnesses, that's a greater distance, there's peace. So then, of course, I would ayin b'shut Mishnah Lochis. The ayin b'shut siach yitzot shakasav lechiach ligmar be'ervin shahayu mahadim mispal b'makam shespal ulboy adam gadol. The custom was to go to a place where there's a very great tzaddik. It was then beer. Shemasham b'sugin al amana sherotzol l'sadet tefilos l'beis haknesh shal biyachnan haynu meshem b'mnei sherotzol l'spalal im adam gadol. Okay, the other answer, the same answer we gave before. She wanted to be in the vicinity of Rabbi Yochanan, a holy person. The avshal sheilas Rabbi Yochanan b'ha'ish. He asked her, "What are you doing?" V'aloi kama batim says yeshlam. Now you don't have the end because look what happened. I printed it out and it was all blank. So I only have one page. It fooled me, just three lines, and I'll just read it outside. I'll read it for you outside. Ad keep ad be kinishta shali heshiva haloy scharpsios yesh veloy heshiva mitam deroitzis hila spalim gavar rabo kabi yochnam yachad. So the question is, why didn't this woman tell Rabbi Yochanan the real answer? Rabbi Yochanan said to her, "Almana, why are you coming to my Beis HaKnesses? On the way to my Beis HaKnesses, you've passed five shuls, so why bother traveling so far?" So she said, "Schar Pesiyos." That's not the real answer, according to this interpretation. The real answer was because I want to daven with you. You're a holy person. You're a tzaddik. My tefillah is, it's a mokum that my tefillah is mesugal to be accepted.
This whole Gemara is mashma that women do go to shul.
From this Gemara it's mashma women go to shul. Very good point. That's a very, very good point. Just an almana. She didn't have children. She did not have young. She did not have young children to take care of. In Brooklyn, Flatbush, women by and large go to shul.
Says she went every day.
Every single day. Women go to shul on Shabbos much more than Lakewood. In Lakewood, I don't know why Lakewood women don't go to shul. Not everyone is so young. Not everyone has little. Not everyone has little children. We understand women with little children can't go to shul. But let's say your kids are already big kids. So why is the... It's a long distance. I don't know what the pshat.
Centuries, women didn't tend to shul.
Okay, there were different kufas, different communities, different strokes for different folks. So what's the answer? zos gilsa tam acher. Tremendous chiddush. He wants to say that when the Gemara, then the Gemara records her answer schar pesios, it's inaccurate.
She's embarrassed.
Embarrassed. She doesn't want. It's not sneers for a woman to say, "I like you, Rabbi."
Yeah.
Right. It's not sneers for a woman. That's a very, very forced answer. Because when the Gemara records, if that was the real answer, so the Gemara wouldn't bother me. The Gemara is not going to tell us every story that ever happened in the world. The Gemara tells us stories when there's something to learn from the stories. The Gemara says schar pesios. This simply means because that was the real answer. You tell me a Baba Maisa. You can write a library of Baba Maisas. I wish. Was embarrassed to say the answer. So this is a very, very, at least I find a very forced answer. This Gemara is that Sota. Daf Chav Gimel. Daf Chav Gimel is this Gemara. Okay, so the bottom line is, to review, we're finished. The bottom line is, we have a sugya of Schar Pesios. The question is, what about the principle of Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos? So we have given here a number of answers. Answer number one is Ein Ma'avirin is only when you're not passing another Beis HaKnesses. The situation here was where she took a different route, and the route that she took did not involve, she had to use Waze, a Shabbos version of Waze, to make sure you don't pass other Batei Kinosios. You don't pass other Batei Kinosios Ein Ochanami. It would indeed be a violation of Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos. That's a shocking answer, because that means today people violate this every day. Right? When you go to shul.
What time did you pass for shul?
Yes, it's very frustrating. Why people are suddenly, especially when you need a minion, you're waiting. Can you please come? We need you for a minion. I had this all the time. I had this years ago. Years ago, I used to go daven in yeshiva. I wanted to go to yeshiva. A daven yeshiva. It's a real davening. You learn before davening, and I would the route I took would pass a shul. It was early in the morning. It was probably like 6:45, maybe earlier. And it passed a certain block, and there was almost always someone standing outside scouting to get people to be mashlim the mean. Sometimes they need, I was the 10th, sometimes the 9th. And one time you go, two times you go.
You have time.
And like, you know, this is not why I'm getting up early. I'm not getting up early to come. Here I'm coming, over here they dive in like lightning fast. No, that's not fair. To the point where I just took a different, I took a different path to get, so I should not have to come to the uncomfortable. And I felt entitled because, you know, I'll come once, I'll come twice, but every single day you can't have the minion, so there shouldn't be a minion. What do you want from me? You can't go hold me.
It's their responsibility.
But on the other hand, you know, you'll have a time that ain't my view in Al HaMitzvos. That's what it's saying over here. You have a mitzvah go daven, you pass, you want to go to one shul, you're passing another shul, ain't my view in Al HaMitzvos. So indeed you have it. The other answer to review is, ain't my view in is only when you want to do a different mitzvah. You want to do a different mitzvah, you have an opportunity to do this mitzvah, then ain't. But if you're going to do the same mitzvah, I'm going to daven. And the question is, which way daven? Then there's no problem. The other answer is, it's a better minyan. It's mechudar. They don't talk during daven. Daven's slower. It's a holy place. They learn there. The other answer we gave was she went to a Beis Medrash, and according to this opinion, the Beis Medrash is more Kiddush than the Beis HaKnesses. It's Mehudur. It's a Mokum Mesukul. It's a great person, Rabbi Yochanan. And the other, which I find to be the most fascinating answer, which completely opens up a whole new ethical, moral approach to life, is loyalty. Loyalty. This woman, when she moved into the community, this shul, Rabbi Yochanan, was the only game in town. That was the only shul. And then subsequently, multiple shibboleth opened up. And show your loyalty. If you show your loyalty, Hashem indeed gives you reward for the schar pesios. And it's not a matter of loyalty. It's ridiculous for a person just to go and walk along. This is okay, we're going to stop here.
That would mean that if you go to a shul in the weekdays, you should go to that same shul on Shabbos.
That's another issue. It's another issue. Shabbos shul, weekday shul, that's okay. Okay, now we'll take a very short break. I want to talk about Turkey and the Muscovy duck. And then we're going to have a shear from Rabbi Levy.